Blog Talk Radio. is wonderful. Oh, don't you dare deny him. He made the rain, the snow, and the hail. And don't you dare deny him. I'm your host, the Sheikh Ali Imam Akbar Abdullah Kareem, and I just want to welcome you to yet another episode of Black Power Radio. We're live tonight from Washington, D.C. We're happy to be here. We have just come off of the field in both North and South Carolina, and we'll ask the pertinent cross-examination question tonight. Can the Black Panthers capture North and South Carolina? Yes, we have our host online. We have super co-host tonight. We have an rare episode of Black Power Radio tonight. Buckle your seatbelts. You want to hold on to your hat, if you will, and we're going to go ahead and talk black to us on Black Power Radio. We have the most informative radio talk show on the internet, on your cell phone, on your smart, and even maybe some guy came and said, I got a dumb phone. Well, anyway, whether your phone is Android or Paranoid, we know we have the most informative radio talk show on the net and anywhere else on 196,940,000 square miles of the planet Earth. We have so many, many issues to discuss with you tonight. But number one, it is, again, the life of our beloved brother, Lavelle Lane. Was what we feel from the Panthers' perspective, yes, collectively, I'm getting a consensus here while I am in the studio, and we believe that he was executed or texecuted, some say, but nevertheless, he lost his life in the Spartanburg Detention Center, and we want to put a lot of emphasis on that tonight because we don't believe that paid law enforcement should have the rights or liberties with the life. We don't believe that Brother Lavelle Lane did anything that would cause him to lose his life. We don't believe he committed any form of suicide. We don't believe that anything was self-inflicted because he was living. He was a lover of life. And he is an outstanding athlete, and he is an outstanding academic man. It's just that when people misevaluate, miscalculate, misdiagnose, and underestimate our brother, it can be a situation of some sort of an outbreak or an episode. And they were not skilled. We believe that he was in the hands in the multiple hands of unskilled workers and who did not follow the protocol. And did not know the chain of command in which you were to get the assistance from a health professional who is skilled in dealing with situations that might occur with Mr. Lavelle Lane. We don't believe that Mrs. Keisha Tate did anything to invoke someone to take her life. We don't believe that she is into gunplay and foul play. But she knows what to say and said the right thing. But there was a culprit out there by the name of Nicholas, I believe, Lucas, who decided to execute or to execute. We don't believe that Mr. Lewis Till or Mr. Emmett Till wanted to lose their life in the hands of mercenaries and other play on their minds. But we will discuss this and many other cases. And I want you to raise your hand. We see you out there, and we want you to raise your hand. If you want to speak tonight, we want you to press 1 at this time. As we go to our co-hosts for the evening, we got our brother Ty Nitty is right there in South Carolina. We just left Brother Ty Nitty. We love him so much. He is the regional man. He's the state man. But he's greatly and fastly becoming a national man. I want to welcome to the airway, Brother Ty Nitty, right there in Spartanburg. And we've been keeping an eye on it. We're the ones that put up that tape, that old caution tape, because we believe that the Spartanburg Detention Center is now a crime scene. Mm-hmm. And it's being run by some criminals doing some injustice at this hour. And we're going to talk to Brother Ty right on the scene. Welcome to Black Power Radio, Brother Ty. And we are so happy to have you with us this evening. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power. Black Power?
It's a beautiful day in South Carolina. Black Power, how y'all doing out there?
Black Power, doing great. How about yourself?
Hey, I'm doing excellent. Can we capture North and South Carolina? Most definitely, we can. With a little bit of patience and hard work, anything is possible.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's a great thing to know at this hour. And we got another co-host. She can do it. If nobody else can do it, the mother of the victim is on standby in Gaffney, and we're going to bring her live. This is our beloved sister, Mrs. Beverly Reese Lane, is in the midst of this thing all as well. And she has something to say about what happened to her son. And she's articulate in bringing it. And she's a freedom fighter, self-determination, and a Panther. We have deputized Mrs. Beverly Reese Lane. We're going to call her Miss Beverly tonight. And her husband, both are deputized Black Panthers, Carolina, via New York City, and Brooklyn in particular. Welcome to the airways. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power to Miss Beverly. Peace to you tonight. Come on live. You're live on Black Power Radio.
Black Power to you as well.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much, Black Power.
Oh, my heart's still aching. I mean, today is day 20. No answers. And it's just mind-blowing. It's just unheard of. I mean, I really don't know what to do. I'm at bay. I'm just, you know, caught by the tail in the rabbit trap. Can't get out. Well, they not telling me anything. I mean, I don't know no more than I did from 20 days ago. And it's really heart-wrenching. And I'm just sitting down waiting. That's all I can do. I can't make them do anything. I'm just here waiting, like all the rest of us. I have my moments. I have my moments, but I'm trying to be strong. You know, with God's help, He gives me strength.
Yes, ma'am. And we recognize you as a strong sister, a strong-willed sister, and a steward of a large family of people. And every one of them showed the Black Panthers nothing but love and reception and welcome us into their lives, their home, and share their food and anything they had that they could do. We come to help them, and they are fully accommodating us, and we're just petrified to know such a family and know that it was a loving child. Our brother Lavelle Tate was not a hater, but he is known as a lover. He is a lover of peace and tranquility, and those who have to get to know him and to understand him. And we're going to do that tonight. And we have a beloved sister who has been taking notes, and she wants to talk about this thing tonight and talk about the situation with Emmett Till, but also she's been doing an investigation on the Lavelle Tate case and the Keisha Tate case and Brother Lavelle, Lavelle Lane case and the Keisha Tate case, along with what she knows about Emmett Till. And she's going to draw some parallel lines tonight to all of these cases. And then our National Minister of Justice is the best person that could help us under these circumstances. And we want to welcome her to the airwaves tonight for information from Los Angeles as well. Welcome our beloved Dr. Truth Bay, coming from Los Angeles. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power.
Power to the people. Can you hear me?
Power to Black Power. Yes, that's you're coming in loud. And you want everyone else to mute yourself out until you are speaking, because I've got a few live mics out there, and we want you to stay muted until you're speaking, and want to give your undivided attention to the Honorable Dr. Truth Bay, the National Minister of Justice for the Black Panthers all over the world. Black Power.
All right, power to the people. I will divulge and blessings to the Reese family as we continue to seek justice and answers concerning our beloved brother, Lavelle Lane. I will divulge a bit of information at the third hour. Currently, we are still in a focus meeting. But tomorrow, just to let those know, tomorrow is a Spartanburg City Council meeting, October 24th, in which the Reese family will be discussing the lack of transparency, the lack of communication, the key players that are not responding, fled South Carolina Law Enforcement Division, the Fraternal Order of Police, as well as the Spartanburg County Magistrate Office, the players at the detention center. So there's a lot of details that we'll be uncovering for tomorrow's show, but primarily for tonight, we will divulge some initial information on how we as a community can seek justice for our brother Lavelle Lane. It's not an isolated incident. This is an ongoing incident in the treatment of our black youth, our men and women, how they are constantly being dismissed as inanimate, non-humanistic bodies of entities, and we, this time, they have caught the wrong one. So we will divulge what steps we can take in order to collectively support the Reese family at this time and how we can all pitch in. So if you are in the city of Spartanburg, October 24th, it is imperative that you do support and attend City Council for public comment, so that way we can get some answers as far as how they are communicating on this tragic demise. And November 21st will be the County of Spartanburg City, a county meeting. So the city and the county, they're two different entities. We'll discuss more on their function. But for now, let's continue to raise the Reese family and keep them in prayer and support and speak out as much as you can. We will divulge information on who you can send an email to, telephone numbers that we can collectively call as a community to demand transparency. This is the key word, family. We must demand transparency, and we must do it by any means necessary. So this is the update that we will be sharing in the third hour. And so now I release, relinquish the mic, and power to the people.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you again. Power to we the people, and black power to we the people. And we thank our National Minister of Justice for coming to intervene at such a crucial hour and a time in the case that I think her timing is impeccable on all situations. She's the best professional I've had the pleasure to work with. And I did work for Thurgood Marshall. I want you all to know that. So you know it's not any coincidence that we're working on justice. The major branch of the Panther Street is justice. The Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the best things on the tree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is his tawheed and his taqwa. And the taqwa is the consciousness that there's an almighty God that is supreme, that originated the heavens and the earth. And then the second one is bringing in your unity, a form of unity in purpose. And our unity is important at this hour. Our umoja is so important in Swahili. And we know that we must come together as a people if we ever plan to make any form of progress in this century. Is that right, Brother Ty? If we're going to make progress, we're going to have to work together as a team, right? It's a dream work. Is that right, beloved? Come on.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And right there in Spartanburg, we've been able to do some teamwork and build a staff, a Black Panther staff there. It's a marvelous work to see these men working together. Brother CJ, I believe, is out there. I'm not sure of his digit. There are more 864s and 718s and 502 and 333. So if Brother CJ, our chief of staff, is available or out there, anybody that wants to speak tonight can just press 1. I know there's a lot of people have not yet pressed their button and I know they came to speak and say something to us. But we're going to let our beloved sister pick us on into the next hour and tell us a little bit about this story and give us more clear updates. That this week some things have happened. We know that they have gone in to put charges on a man who has passed, on the deceased victim. They have been putting up charges since he passed. There's a date that he was, what we believe he was executed on, October the 3rd. We are seeing them putting charges in the book October 19th, at least 16 days after he's passed, after he's been memorialized. We've had funeral services. We were able to attend and participate in the funeral services for Mr. Lavelle Lane. And we know that now they're doing things now. And the system usually works like this. They go in to vilify after they set you up, as they did in the Emmett Till case and the Lewis Till case. And I still haven't gotten over those cases. And now here we have another case with Mr. Lavelle Lane, and we allow his mother to share. And if Mr. Reese is available, he can share as well on the history and the facts concerning our beloved brother who is deceased. He's passed from amongst us, but he's still here with us as we go live to Gaffney, South Carolina, to talk to the mother of the deceased, our beloved sister, Mrs. Beverly.
Yes. As I said, they haven't brought anything to the table at all. I don't know anything more than I know from when the coroner of Gaffney knocked on my door and let us know that Lavelle was deceased in the Spartanburg Detention Center. And as you said, Tuesday, they put some charges up for Lavelle, a pedestrian in the road, which is something made up. But, I mean, he was already deceased, as you said. Piggybacking off of what you said, and they're already frittering. And I mean, it's just mind-boggling. I just don't understand what's going on. You know, it's just I'm here and there and everywhere. My mind is always racing. I don't sleep. The point of not knowing is just torture. It's torture. And you know, I mean, I really don't know what to say. I'm here, but I'm not here. You know, I'm just making it the best I can. You know, I went to church today, and I cried all the way in church. I really didn't even hear the service because I was tore up. I mean, I had my little cousin. She's a newborn baby. And you know, I was holding her. You know, I remember the days of Lavelle, 29 years old, when he was born. And it's just absurd the way these white folks is withholding evidence from us, all of us, not just me, because we're all involved, everybody on this line, because this has affected all of us, and the not knowing. And I just don't understand why we don't know. They know. So, I mean, what's the secret? I mean, we all know they're covering up mess. But, you know, it'll be transparent soon. I'm just fed up. You know, I went to the point of being sad. I get mad. Then I get sad. I mean, I'm just taking it one day at a time, one second at a time, really. Not even one day, one second.
Yes, Lord.
Was I don't know no more than I knew when they knocked on my door October the 3rd. And today is October the 23rd. And I still don't know anything. I don't know why I had to bury my son. I don't know. They did an autopsy. They must have took him straight from the prison, the police cell that he was in, and straight to the coroner and did an autopsy. And the funeral director that got my son's body, she basically said they butchered Lavelle. She said she's been in the mortuary service for over 40 years. She said she's never seen nothing like that. So they are covering up something. And then he's going to he's going to address someone on Facebook to this because he called him out 30, 40 times. That Sheriff Chuck Wrong Right, as Dr. Akbar says. And he's going to say the poor fellow went to sleep and died. That's not true. That's not true. He didn't go to sleep and just die. He didn't die from natural causes. That's not true. Lavelle was 29 years old, very athletic. He had mental illness, but physically he was tip-top. So, but don't come out in the wash, it'll come out in the rinse. I'm just on standby. That's all that they got me at bay. I'm on standby. We all on standby.
Yes, Lord.
And that's about it. I can't say no more because I don't know no more.
Is Mr. Reese in the midst of the conversation at this hour?
Yeah, I heard. Hold on.
Yes,
say hello,
yes,
Andy.
Sir. Welcome. I want to welcome you.
You hear me?
You're live on Black Power Radio. Absolutely loud and clear, sir.
Yeah, I'm one, but you know, it's every day is a sad day because, like as my wife said, you know, our son been dead, I think the third, and now here it is. Oh man, you know, that's the thing. We don't know why he's deceased. They won't show us no footage. Gotta wait. You know, it's a mind blowing thing. And each day when I get up, I still look at the tables when we used to do our study. And we study the word. And he's not there no more. Sat at that table with me. And I just realized the thing that we used to do together. You know, he was even a volunteer worker at the Salvation Army with me. And the people were so glad to see him. So he had just that pleasant smile about himself. He knew how to make friends with anybody. I mean, he could be the meanest person in the world. He knew how to put a smile on me. And for them to tell me they don't know, they know, but they don't want to give me no answer of why my son is not here. I'm thinking, looking at, hey, there's be no more, you know, holidays I'll be with him, you know, birthdays, and, you know, nobody's saying nothing. And I look at my wife each and every day, feeling her sorrow and her pain, because when she feels sad and bad, I'm feeling the same way. Because we is one. That's a hurting feeling. And I'd be glad when they, you know, when the stones be unturned, be turned, because I want the stones to be turned, nothing to be hidden. I don't want nothing to be hidden. I want to see the video when the camcorder, when the cops had on outside when he had that, they video things down and they make arrests. They had to have on camera. So I want to see that footage. I want to see inside footage of Spartanburg Detention Center. This is a horrible feeling that these people put the family through. If it was their child, they'd be wanting to see it. What happened to their child? Oh man, I just don't have too much to say right now. Brother Outball, you know, it's just mind-blowing. You know, it hurts me to go out tonight to go to work, knowing that, not even knowing the problem, my son. I had to go to work because the bills still got to be paid. And my wife, she's standing there, you know, I see, all right. And she's trying to get it all ahead of me, but I know she ain't all right. I said, we'll make it through this. We'll make it through this, honey. The only thing I can do is give her encouraging words. Well, I know how she feels because I feel the same way inside. And thank y'all for coming on. And thank you, Brother Outball, for
opened up the line this evening. Talk about my son. God bless y'all.
And God bless you, Mr. Reese. And we want to thank you for coming to have the strength and the courage to speak out and speak up, and especially here on Black Power Radio. And thank you for always opening with a welcoming smile and a welcome spirit as we came into Spartanburg to give whatever support we could give. We were very well received by Mr. Reese and his family and all of the members there, and fed well, and I think some had to be bid well, and others, you know, just had to have a place and a refuge from this the hard road trip for many other family members and friends, supporters that came from all over, and they're still coming in from all over, and we're getting support from all over the state of South Carolina and other spots, from Gaffney, Spartanburg, people in Greenville are still coming, and others are still, the activists are working hard in Columbia, and they know, they're conscious, they know we want the whole state of South Carolina, for we the people were promised the return of our land, and we have made the original treaty and read it and know that we will return our land to we the people, and we have self-determination for our land, and we're going to claim it, and we're going to govern it, because the current governor is not doing too much with it. And we know we can do more. We can all do more. And we demand that you do more. So we're going to talk a lot about that tonight, and bringing in the subject of the Teal family went to see the missing of a loved one. This is with Louis Teal and Emmett Teal. Most just talk about Emmett Teal as though he had no father. And they don't want, like Mr. Reese is doing, standing up to claim the head of household. The man is the legs for the society. The man is the maintainer and the provider. And he, at his age, he's still going out to maintain and provide for the family. And been with his wife 40-some odd years. I don't want to put the number, tell the age. But we know it's over 40 years of loyalty to the family. He is the shop steward of many families that have been brought together, but especially the Reese family, Lane family, and doing much to hold things together for everybody at this hour. So we are proud to serve with a real man. And again, a real Black Panther, because this ain't the first time he been doing that Panther work live, but attached to his family. But the almighty divine power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High God, has put us, he said, he tests you with your adversity to see how will you conduct yourself. Then Allah says in the Quran that he will test you with the wealth to see how will you conduct yourself when you have the power and the wealth. And this has been the test on we the people to see how are we conducting ourselves in times of impoverishment and adversity. And then how do you conduct yourself when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High God, will turn the tables around, like Bob Marley is telling us, slave driver, or don't you know the tables are turning, and catch a fire, and catch a fire, so you can get burning. Now he will burn in the depths of hell. We will catch in hell from a ruthless slave master. And some of us are still catching hell from a ruthless slave master. But now they're turning the tables in our favor. The time and the natural resources, mineral resources, the universe is turning in the favor of we the people at this hour. There's nothing we can do to speed it up with anticipation. We can't slow it down, puking and moaning, but we can stand up for justice and receive the divine strength and the divine power from the divine intervention of the almighty God Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is turning in favor of us and delivering us up the strength and empower in the state of South Carolina and North Carolina. And that is a pertinent cross-examination question on the table at this hour. Can the Black Panthers capture North and South Carolina? As we go directly to our phone lines, and we have a 336, so I hope they're ready. 336, you're out there live right here on Black Power Radio. 336, at 583. You're live on Black Power Radio. And you can talk black to us at this hour. Black Power, 336-583. Are you there with us?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Oh, yeah. Who do we have there on the 336-583?
You got Brother Maurice, 56 Black Legion.
Great. Brother Maurice, pleasure this weekend being with Brother Maurice and his troops. And he is the steward of the region of North Carolina. We're bringing North Carolina together with South Carolina, and we are building a mighty army. As did, we'll preach it tonight if we've never preached it before. Ezekiel built from the dead dry bones, and he was trapped in the valley of the dead dry bones, and he prophesied to the dead dry bones in the valley of the dead dry bones. And he raised Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, the Most High God says, in the Aql al-Kitab, meaning the books that were revealed before the revelation of the Holy Quran. We have the dead dry bones in the valley of the dead dry bones. And Ezekiel raised exceedingly a great army that not only checked the Pharaoh of the hour, according to the book, he checked Pharaoh in the midst of his iniquities, And he rose up that army, challenging old Pharaoh. But according to the book, he defeated Pharaoh, with the dead dry bones that he had raised from the valley of the dead dry bones. Is that right, Brother Maurice? Black Power.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, it is. And pretty much all I wanted to say tonight was these cases that we are dealing with at this moment, it's really pretty much only two ways we're going to get justice, and that's being persistent and consistent. So you got persistency and consistency, we will get the answers we are looking for. But we have to keep the pressure on, and we have to be consistent, and we have to be persistent.
He is the man that comes. He brings with the, what that slogan we call it, the freedom of death policy. We have put it into effect. All general orders are in effect. With our beloved chief of staff, Brother Azrael, is also out there on the front line, and he's rolling with us every day and making a way out of no way. And this has been his job, to piece together the dead dry bones in the valley of the dead dry bones. And he said that Israel was what prophesied on those bones, And the bones were just dead and dry with no activity. But he says he prophesied so hard that eventually he saw one bone begin to move towards the other bone. And it gave him so much inspiration that he prophesied so hard. And in his climax of his activity to prophesize, he said, speak ye, O dead dry bones, in the valley of the dead dry bones. And it said that the bones were able to speak, mama. And he raised up that great army. Is that right? Yes, sir. That great army in the midst of the iniquities of old Pharaoh, old Wooden Tooth Chuck Wrong Right, the sheriff of not Nottingham, but the sheriff of Spartanburg. And we have come there to tell him and make the grand announcement. There is a new sheriff in town, a new sheriff in the midst of South Carolina, a new sheriff in the county in the city of Spartanburg. And he goes by the name of Sheikh El Imam Akbar. And the proof and evidence is all over North and South Carolina. As we go to the mic at 336 at 459, we're going to call 336-459. You're live on Black Power Radio. If we can get them to the
Black
mic.
Power.
At three, Black Power, Black Power. Who do we have on the line with 336 at 459?
This is Brother John, 66 Black Legion. I just want to salute you, Akbar, and all the other people that came up to Roxburgh this weekend. It meant a lot to me. Hello?
Yes, sir. We can hear you clearly. Go ahead. That was my mistake.
Oh, okay.
You had left off with it meant a lot to you, and I think the switch operator hit the mute button on the wrong one. They muted out Brother Maurice, and they mistakenly touch your button. So you had left off with us that it had meant a lot to you, and I want you to pick up from there and repeat whatever you had after it meant a lot to you. Go ahead, sir.
Well, one thing I learned this weekend, we did not need numbers. We needed unity. And that's what y'all showed me this weekend was unity. They called the devils down there on us, and because of Brother Azrael and what his teaching was, and I'm glad I'm under him because I'm learning a lot, he chased those devils away from down there. It wasn't nothing they could do. That's really all what I wanted to say, but I just wanted to say I salute y'all, and I appreciate y'all. You know, I mean, it meant a lot to me. I seen that little baby smile, and that was one of my biggest joys to see her smile after what she went through. It's hard for a child to come back from something like that. So I just want to thank y'all for showing up, and like I said, I salute y'all. Black power.
Salute. Black power. Salute. Salute and respect. Respect. And Brother John and Brother Maurice were attending to a victim of rape in the city of Roxborough. And it is the three occasions that the Black Panther Party has had to go out after someone who is of We the People. And that was once the known case in New York. I was not present. That was once in the city of Chicago. I was blessed to be present. And then once in the city of Roxborough, North Carolina, this made history, the one of We the People. And we are after a man by the name of Troy Riley. We want that to go all over the net, that We the People have a warrant, a We the People's warrant. That's right. We have our own peacekeeping forces, our own security forces, and our own investigative teams. And it stretches all the way across America and throughout many parts of the world. We have the Black Panther investigating team looking into the matter of Troy Wiley, who raped our beloved sister in Niger, if I'm saying it correctly, brother. And give me her nickname. They call her, I don't know if it's Nikki or Nunu. Nunu is a nickname. And our sister is Niger is her name. And she has been raped. She's a 13-year-old girl that got raped by a 30-year-old man in the late 20s. And this man is on the run from us, and he's being chased by the police, or some call them police. Not only in Spartanburg, statewide and around the country, they know that this man has raped our 13-year-old daughter in the city of Roxborough, North Carolina. And we got a manhunt tracking down this no good devil behind. He may not be the Shaitan, but he is an impersonator. He's an imp, or a dupe. He's been duped into a mentality of a pedophilia. He's a pedophile that's doing things to young women and young black women. And this is a little girl. She had all the behavior patterns of a baby little girl, 13 years old, raped by a monster. By a monster. A sexual predator has gotten hold of our baby girl. And we will not rest until we track him down just like a bloody, jarred mudhound. We will have boots on the ground in all of these cities until we bring him out and deliver justice to Troy Wiley. T-R-O-Y-W-I-L-E-Y. T-R-O-Y-W-I-L-E-Y. Troy Wiley and his family wanted to participate. Now, the police fumbled that in Roxborough by coming in and arresting the mother because she was disturbed the fact that her daughter had been raped. And the family that raped her daughter called in the police. Someone called the police and brought them in, and they arrested the mother. And they brutalized. They did brutality. They did police brutality and abuse of power, abandoned the volition of We the People, and turned on the mother and scarred her face across the asphalt, right? knocked her down, and she had she's in line for a hip replacement, and they abused her and physically restrained her and literally just dragged her down to nothing. And now she's there grieving over her daughter that has been raped and the circumstances. So our arms go around the whole state of North Carolina, but especially to her and her family at this hour. Mrs. Kayla is going through something there, and we want you to put her in the prayer circle of the Black Panthers. And a brother that was right there on the scene want to bring us some black light. Our National Minister of Defense was right there on the ground with us, and he can explain some details of what's taking place in North and South Carolina. Our National Minister of Defense, Brother Black Lightning. As-salamu alaikum and Black Power. Black Power?
Black Power. Yes, sir. I was listening to what you said, while these stuff going down over there. It's like we need to police our own territories so that we can catch these things before they happen, you know, while they're in the process, you know. That's why we got our boots on the ground. And the police said they have, the holy said they have a warrant for them as well. So, yeah, there you go. Well, justice is going to be served. But I was thinking the when they take our youth into custody and then deliver them back unalive, that's a whole different thing. Now we need to really like the gentleman saying, get the footage. Video footage from that, and because there's more to it than they trying to pretend it ain't. So I'm just saying we're trying to hit these city councils and the county councils and meetings and see what we can get done. Didn't want to leave out Haiti. They're asking Biden for U.S. troops to come in there and assist. And we got some Haitian students down there that maybe they could scoop them up in the process. That's pretty much it. Emmett Till's dad, Akbar, we were talking about that earlier. And then when I was reading it, you say that when he was in the what was it, the Air Force or I think well, he was in the military. And they was overseas, and two black men, and they get accused of raping Italian women or two Italian women, something like that, and they get hung by the United States government. This Emmett Till's father, and now lynched by the United States government, their own people, you know, for the same thing, for being accused, you know. And they didn't probably have no due process of the law, no proof of evidence like the cases we're dealing with down there. But I would say everybody just do it the right way and let justice be served, you know, as far as this is what we don't want to do their job. We don't want to do their job for them, that's for sure. As much as they don't do, this one they can do right there, and like I say, within the confines of the area, and all the troops down there, it's only a matter of time. So book them, Dano, in this case. You know, I'm just saying, let them do their thing. what was it, where we were? Yeah, we have tragedies back to back, so we need to take South Carolina as our reparation state. We have the online decree trying to get that done for a reparation state for South Carolina. Might as well spread it right to North Carolina, for real. Get some of these crooked jailers out. I mean, what do they call them? What do you call them, Akbar? We're a little weird.
Makers, the slave
yeah,
breakers.
I should say.
They just call them slavers. In general, they call them slavers. slave makers uh-huh. and slave breakers. The slave breaker will break the will, and you know what I mean? Slave maker then, make you a slave, and oh, my. And that
yeah,
last one
and
is
that's why that's why they call them the crackers. That's why they call them the crackers, because they is cracking the whip on the slave's back, and, you know, trying to make our ancestors work harder, but it just made us be stronger, actually, down the line. So everybody just keep it strong, keep it black, keep military, and hit up the 77. We need a $77 Bakers for the Cash App donations. That's $77 Bakers. So we can keep this train moving. I think we got a event in D.C. What, on the 5th, is it? The reparations rally? I mean, Tariq Nasheed does, but I figure, you know, they're going to need our support, need our military strength. So we'll talk to them. All right, well, Black Power, and y'all hear the 77 Bakers. Write that down and hit up the Cash App, 77 Bakers, because it's all costing us an arm and a leg on these toll violations and stuff. Goodness gracious. So, I you know, it is what it is. So we do it for the people. And then the little babies down there in Roxborough the other day, just like the brother said, that really touched me right there when they was coming over and so little, giving them little fist bumps and saying, black power, you know. They could barely even say it. They're black power, you know. So I was like, yeah, that's why we do it. We do it for them, so that they can go through the hoods and not have to worry about peer pressure. They ain't got to worry about peer pressure. If they can go to school and get good grades, get good jobs, you know, get a nice car and buy some land and buy some houses and be productive, you know what I mean? Because without the peer pressure of the streets, saying, oh, well, you got to come through here. Say, well, yeah, we coming through Black Panther territory. So it's basically now we got it. Now it's we the people. All right, Black Power.
That's right.
Black Power.
Black Power. And we thank Brother Black Lightning for being there. Black Power, Black Power. And it was lovely to see all the Cubs coming out in Roxborough as well as in Spartanburg. The Cubs, it's all about the Cubs for real. And that's one of the themes of the Black Panther Party. It's to be about the Cubs, and it's all about the Cubs for real. And we know that, again, those slave makers, slave breakers, and the general slavers who are bloodthirsty, unrelenting, and taking black life, they don't treat black people as though they have any concern whatsoever about our lives, about us getting injured. Don't care if it's a black man or a black woman. They exert full acceleration and full aggression when it comes to managing black people. And I've seen it time after time that they have shown this aggression and taken our lives. They have raped our wives and our children and our men. And so we are bringing an end to white tyranny at this hour, to white corruption and racial injustice. And we know how to manage it, to turn it over to the Panthers. Well, we will be taking over from here. So we're saying Black Power to 502 at 780 at 873 at 502-873. You're actually live on Black Power Radio, and you can talk black to us at this time. 502-502, you're live. That's within the chain. 502 at 873, you're live on Black Power Radio. Can actually hear you moving. Except we didn't hear any sound coming from the lawn. So we're again at 502-873. You're live on Black Power Radio. We'll be having to move on. 502-873 going once, at 502-873 going twice. 502-873. You're actually gone. You're in the doghouse. 502-873, as we go to our first 718. Our 718 seems like a New York area code at 930. At 718-930, You're live on Black Power Radio. And you can talk black to us. Black Power?
We have them online.
718-718, you're live. Hope we don't have any technical difficulties. 718-718, you're live on Black Power Radio. 718-718-930, you're live on Black Power Radio. Because we're rolling. I don't want to do that.
Hi.
Hi. You got to speak right into the mic. Go ahead.
My name is Andrea. I'm Lavelle Lane's sister, the youngest.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And are you enrolled in school?
Yes, I'm currently taking up my bachelor's degree in business, specialty in marketing.
Yes, ma'am. We had talked to your family several times about your situation there, and we want you all to know this is Brother Lavelle Lane's sister, and she has gone through quite a trauma, and this is what we're saying is a responsibility, and we will charge them with that responsibility of the city, state, and the county responsibility to see that some aid comes to this sister who has just lost her loved one, her brother of 29 years, and it has affected her emotionally, and we want everybody to feel that tonight. And she's going for her degree. Again, there are brilliant children throughout this family, and they're all seeking degrees and higher learning. And this is, again, the opposition and the racial injustice that they go and they aim at our brightest and our best, and they're always hitting targets like Lavelle Lane and Reverend our beloved brother. The Reverend and Senator Clemente Pinckley was in prayer just across the way there from Gaffney and Spartanburg is Charleston, South Carolina. And they killed this man. We believe it was a setup. They aimed at the target and hit the target and killed 9 college graduates there while they're at prayer in South Carolina. And far too many people, beloved sister, have treated this like a drive-by. And they drove on by the situation and was earnestly, expediently trying to get back to business as usual. And they're doing the Rodney King shuffle. Or can we all get along? Can't we all? No, we're not getting along with an F right now. We're not getting along. Because if we were getting along, the Black Panther Party would not be involved in these circumstances. You can trust me. When you see the Panther, that's a sign that we're not getting along right now. And we're trying to straighten it out. And we have the skills and ability to straighten it out. But, beloved sister, now I want you to tell me, and you can be careful and take your time, and tell me, what are you pursuing? What's your major there in college at this hour? And I want you to state your name and tell me what is your major in college.
My name is Andrea Reese. And my major is business, and I'm specializing in marketing and sales.
Now, you can't do nothing but take your hat off to a family that's sponsoring a business major to college. And what's the name of your university down there?
Spartanburg Methodist College.
Mm-hmm. Which college again?
Spartanburg Methodist College.
She goes to the Methodist College there in the state of South Carolina. I think she has some experience in being in New York City, I think in Brooklyn and other places. And she decided to go to the university there in South Carolina seeking peace. And they will track you down in your peace. And this thing, we are people that are disturbed, cause us to be emotionally disturbed. So they can manage our natural resources, our mineral resources, and then they come with the brutality is they want to control our human resources. And we are putting a stop sign right in the midst of the iniquities of the opposition. We're putting a stop sign there. Now, this is our business major and the sister of of our beloved brother Lavelle Lane. Now, we want to ask you, beloved, has there been anyone contacting you concerning any type of evaluation or to check on you from the chaplain's office or from the doctor's office, meaning they're supposed to give her the sufficient evaluations to make sure that she has been settled down emotionally, et cetera. Now, has anyone contacted you from the state of South Carolina at all whatsoever?
No.
Meaning that they're not attending to us at all again whatsoever. This is the criminal neglect that they get off the hook. I'm saying 99.9 million, 100% of the time when there's a black victim, there's no one attending to the family. That they didn't even send a chaplain, the state chaplain or the local chaplain or the church chaplain was supposed to at least at minimum attend the funeral. He might be of any racial background, black, white, or otherwise, Spanish, black, white, or otherwise, no black, no brown, no boots on the ground. The county Spartanburg, city of Spartanburg, and the state of South Carolina has shown absolutely no form of remorse, no form of showing mercy, and they don't know how to make remorse an action word. And we have Tauba in El Quran, and there's no sign of recompense, of any form of recompense or remorse towards this family. And we know it is an injustice. We know that's a crime. That's criminal neglect of the family. And we're bringing it live. We're bringing it real. And we will not let the crook off the, not at this hour. The Panthers involved now. And we are putting sound black boots on the ground in the city of Spartanburg at the detention center itself. And as I said, if anyone moves towards that family, the Panthers are absolutely trained to cut you down. And that's if you put your neck in the noose, then it will be hung by the neck until dead, just like they did Louis Teal. They wanted to do the same thing to Emmett Till, so they just brutalized. Do you realize that both men were tortured before the execution? Both Louis Teal and Emmett Till were tortured before the execution. And don't you know they put our men to death, and they didn't deserve to be put to death. But they felt they were the judge, the jury, and the executioner. Yes, this is what they're telling us. A football player, the famous brother out of Oakland, California, and all out there in Sacramento and San Francisco, where we have to go sometime when they kill our baby boy, like from Trayvon, and sometime we got to go to Stephon out there. And leave from Trayvon, Stephon, we got to go about the family Tamir Rice in Ohio, and all of those there involved with the Ferguson situation, with Michael Brown situation, and the multitudes of people. They have executed the family of the activists have come to me over the men being found burning in cars, known activists being executed in Missouri and then found burning in the cars. Oh, it's not the first time Missouri has done its dirt. Take the story of the Mormons, for instance. The LDS, the so-called Latter-day Saints, were battling out in the state of Illinois. Oh, yes, they were. And they lost their prophet, was executed or executed in the midst of that battle between the Mormons and the non-believers. Huh? And they killed Joseph Smith. And they sought refuge, and they gathered together under Brigham Young. And they migrated. Huh? When they found themselves under persecution, they migrated. The Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, may the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him, had found himself migrating because, the great migration, because they were trying to execute the Prophet. He escaped battle with his life through the spider's web, the famous Islamic story about them escaping with the life because of the spider's web over the mouth of the cave. And those seeking to kill the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may the prayers, the peace, and the blessings of Allah forever be upon him for the wisdom and the knowledge that he has shared with us, with we the people, to be in the position to be freedom fighters because of the red, black, and green Muhammad supported and because of the freedom. It is better, brother and sister, that freedom or death, that I die as a mortar than to live under oppression. Death, is a blessing sometimes than to live under corruption, under the forces of tyranny and oppression. Death is better than tyranny and oppression. That you die, that your next generation, if you die fighting the oppressor, your next generation won't have to fight as hard, And so we give our lives to dedicate it to the freedom of our people. We are freedom or death. Freedom or death is not a slogan. It's a lifestyle. Oh, my, my, my. And we live freedom or death. And so therefore, when we come to tend to the needs of our people, we find a healing. They find a healing in the Black Panther because he's skilled and trained to help we the people. And then he's got divine intervention from the Almighty God who originated the heavens and the earth to help we the people and help us find a way out of no way. And this is what we've been trained to do. For it is our office at this time. The Black Panther Party is on the case in both North and South Carolina at this hour. My beloved sister, we hope that you will have a successful outcome in your education and in your lifestyle. Can you tell us a little bit about what is some of your needs at this hour that we are trying, we're reaching out to you to see what the Black Panther can do that will help to ease your situation. And I know it's a stressful situation, but to help you to de-stress at this hour. And this is why we've come in a calm way to speak with you and to heal the family and to support the family in the hour of your bereavement for your brother, Brother Lavelle Lane. So what is going on with you at this hour, beloved sister, that maybe something that the Panther can say or do that will make your situation better?
Us continuing on, we just ask for your support that you have provided. I really appreciate you all, being there and withstanding from the beginning to the end. I really don't have much of a request right now, only because, this is something that we never experienced. But like I said, just continue to uplift and give us provided.
Oh, my, my, my. And we I think we have the numbers in with your mother and your father, and they will get in touch with us and as your needs will likely increase towards you're going for your degree at this hour. Is that right? You're trying to finish up some things?
Yes,
ma'am. And your business major, my son is graduating in just a couple of days from Texas Southern University. And it's been quite a venture there in Texas, and you know what he has to go through. So, he spent most of his life in Los Angeles, California, and it's quite a different environment there in Texas. And he was born in New York. Here we go again, and he found his way to Texas and eventually to Los Angeles. And he made a choice. He had the choice of going to many great universities, and he had earned so many different types of scholarships. But we did, again, found a way at Texas Southern to work it out. And he chose Texas Southern over all of the universities across America. He chose Texas Southern. And you have chosen a university in South Carolina after going through all that you have gone through and experienced. We will say a prayer. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. We ask the Almighty God of the worlds, our Lord and our Creator, to give us the blessing of the very best things of this life. And we ask Almighty God to supply for us the very best things in the hereafter. And we ask Almighty God, with your grace and mercy, help us to remain free from want, from what is besides thee, and help us that we may keep our deeds out of the burning temptations of the hellfire. And please, Allah, spare us the punishment of the grave and grant us a victory over a disbelieving people. And let every heart say together, Ameen. Pray that Almighty God will continue. We will continue to give his guidance and his blessing to you and to your family. They will heal that the state of South Carolina will see fit to extend their services to you from their departments that are paid with taxpayer money to extend services, the services that the Panther is extending. The state is already paid to give these services. But again, they are guilty of malfeasance, ethical and criminal neglect of we the people. And we will charge them and not allow them off the hook. So thank you, our beloved sister, the sister of our beloved brother, Lavelle Lane, has come to the mic tonight. And she's been right there with us every step of the way. And she's with her and support, giving full support to her mother and father at this hour, in the hour of their bereavement, and feeding everybody and doing all the things that they do, and I watched her perform with the people and looking out for the needs of others. And we just want you all to know that this is a great thing that has happened, a great that is taking place when you see all of this family unity and all of these various families coming together and working on the problem on behalf of Lavelle Lane and all of the loved ones, the support networks. They're all over this line every Monday and talking to us and organizing with us, and we thank you, beloved sister, for doing what you do in this sake, in the name of Almighty God, and for the support to the family at the passing of your brother, Lavelle Lane. Thank you again for coming on air with us tonight. Peace be unto you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We thank all of you. God bless. As we go to our next line, yes, go ahead. Go ahead and intervene, sir. Go ahead. Yeah. You were about to say?
I'm saying God bless. You know, I really appreciate this platform, the night that we had. And we got to keep on subscribing for Lavelle justice and the closure of them rebuilding the tape. Every day I wonder when I'm going to see this video, this footage. And it's kind of stressing, you know. But like I said, every day I got to look at my wife. And she's looking sad. Then sometimes she gets happy. Then she gets sad. It's just mind-boggling. And like I said, I'm the father, the head of the house. It's kind of hard on me, you know. But all praise due to Allah.
It's all praise due to Allah. Alhamdulillah, all praise due to Allah. We thank you, Mr. Reese, for being so strong and a steward for the family and keeping them strong and still going out to work at this hour. They have not told him about his son, and we're just put on hold for some indefinite period of time. And they just want just the regular information, such as the autopsy report, such as the 911 call. I mean, such as the police, just the police report, just regular information. Don't tell it somewhere else. It's in your office somewhere. And we will be there to demand those reports. And we may have to clean house, starting with Chuck Wrongright, because he's supposed to manage these things and see to it that resources go out to the family. Where's your man for that? Handling other bereavements, it's a rare case. This is a damn hate crime, and they don't even know it. Their mind is gone somewhere else on trying to cover up as opposed to bringing assistance to the family. To me, this administration is crazy as hell. As we go out and reach out to the 832, where are you? At 832, 239-239. You're live. Radio on Black Power Radio.
Yes. Good evening. My name is April Lane. Hello, Mom and Dad. I'm on the call. Raquel, Andrea, I'm proud of you. I'm sorry I didn't make the funeral. I'm in Houston, Texas.
Wow.
I love you
all. Hello, April.
Hello, Mother. Hello, Father.
Hey.
What was done to my brother was terribly severe. It was an injustice, to say the least. I know that my mother will seek answers. Andrea, you're doing well. My tongue is tied right now. I have a lot of emotions going through me right now. I am 35. My brother never will see to live to see 30 years old. I am really at loss for words. I just wanted to get on here and just tell my parents really that I love you all. And I just don't know what else to say.
Well, beloved, you've done your duty. And the Almighty God is saying to you that the very best gift that you can give to your parents and to anyone and to Lavelle is love. And the love is the greatest gift that you can give. And we have found in our experience that the Black Panther love is the greatest love of all. And you're giving Panther love from where you are in Texas, and we're sending the blessings to Texas and putting you in the prayer circle and putting arms around our beloved sister, and for having the patience, the time, and the courage to come to the airways here at Black Power Radio and to send your message out to the many, many listeners in our vast and participating audience here at Black Power Radio, and reaching California and reaching New York and Chicago and Texas and Florida, all across from Washington, D.C., black to Atlanta, and from Atlanta, black to Spartanburg and Gaffney, South Carolina, and to reach the family of the Reese Lane family at this hour. We're saying power to the people, and Almighty God is sending his electromagnetism, his own power, to reinforce this family at this hour, to stand against tyranny and oppression, to stand against a central oppressor who may come in the person of Chuck Wrongright, but we will nevertheless ask Almighty God to deliver power and strength to this family, to reinforce this family, to stand against tyranny and oppression, no matter where it is, no matter who's doing it. We thank Almighty God for you all tonight and hope that God will deliver his mercy and his blessing to you. Because if they're not making any form of recompense and no form of remorse is being shown, and they don't know that these are action words and love is an action word, we put it in action right here at Black Power Radio. We're going to go black. I don't know if our beloved sister's online, but we're going to check with our National Minister of Justice right at this hour at 323. At 323, Minister of Justice, you're live. Dr. Truth Bay, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. I am with
Black
you.
Power, Black Power, Black Power.
Black Power, Black
Power. Power to we the people. Power to we the people.
Power to the I'm sorry, hello?
Oh.
Hi, can you hear me?
I hear you.
Yes, ma'am. You're okay. Loud and clear, Dr. Truth Bay. Our Minister of Justice is live in Los Angeles and also working an assignment there and still found time to work with the Reese and Lane family at this hour of the deceased brother, Lavelle Lane. And she's going to give you a little update and some other information at this time from our National Minister of Justice, Dr. Truth Bay. Power to the people.
Power to the people. All right, so tomorrow's meeting at Spartanburg City Council, if you want to show support for the family, I'm going to pull up a couple of numbers and addresses, but the first thing is to address what is the main issues, aside from lack of communication concerning what happened to Lavelle that day. That is the burning question that they have to answer. According to what the details were, who was responsible, those are the questions that if you do want to attend Spartanburg City Council to support the Reese family, that if you want to sign up on public comment, you'll have exactly up to 2 minutes for public comment. Now, Spartanburg City Council, they hold it every other week, and Jerome Rice is the mayor, so he will hopefully be in attendance. He wasn't there last week, but hopefully he'll be in attendance this week. His telephone number is 864-596-2019. This is Spartanburg City Council. Jerome Rice, mayor, 864-596-2019. And Spartanburg City Council is made up of six city council districts. District 1 is Megan Smith. District 2, Robin Raines. District 3, Ruth Littlejohn. District 4, Jamie Fulmer. District 5, Janie Sally. And District 6, Erica Brown. Now, Spartanburg Detention Center is actually a county facility. So if you want to support the Reese family on a county level, whereas on November 21st, 2022, this will be the Spartanburg County Council meeting. Now, for my family who's not politically inclined, every city, every state or town is usually made up of either the city or the county. So it's very important to know what area that any incident has occurred, whether it's city, county, whether it's the city borders or the county borders. In this case, we are going to the city and the county of Spartanburg until we get some type of answers. First thing tomorrow morning, before we attend the city Spartanburg council meeting, if you want to call in the magistrate's office, we also will be giving you that information of Charles William Jones. He is the magistrate of Spartanburg that drafted a disrespectful traffic infraction on our beloved Lavelle Lane 16 days after his death. So not only is this doesn't make sense, but it shows you the lack of understanding and compassion that they even have for them to file, to cover their tracks, to file a traffic infraction on our brother Lavelle. So we will be giving that information on Magistrate Charles William Jones, the idiot who decides to file a traffic infraction on our deceased brother. So let's go back to Spartanburg County Council. They are located at 366 North Church Road in Spartanburg, South Carolina, zip code 29303. And not to worry, we will be, because the date of the county council is almost a month away, that we will be repeatedly giving this information in the next couple of weeks. But the first thing we will concentrate on tonight is the City Council of Spartanburg, which will be held tomorrow, I believe, at 6. And this, let me get the address of Spartanburg City Council, and this will be October 24th, okay? And Spartanburg City Council gives up to 2 minutes for public comment. They are located at 145 West Broad Street at 5:30 p.m. So I would suggest that you get there at least a half hour or 45 minutes before to sign up in time for public comment. Again, the Spartanburg City Council meeting for tomorrow, if you want to support the Reese family and speak on public comment, it is located at 145 West Broad Street. That is in Spartanburg, South Carolina, where you'll have up to 2 minutes public comment. Now, these are the questions that we will be asking primarily. And this is for Jerome Rice, specifically the mayor of Spartanburg, the city of Spartanburg, for them to request the transparency of Chuck Wright. Chuck Wright is the chief sheriff. He's a sheriff of the Spartanburg Detention Center, and he's the primary contact. He's the primary person that should have contacted the Reese family even before they performed an autopsy. But they didn't do any of that, and they went ahead and decided to even to perform the autopsy and overran the need of what they need to even be looking for. So not only does this case stink to high heaven, but the ways that they went about it shows that they have absolutely no respect for persons of African descent born on American soil. So the city of Spartanburg, we will be exposing and speaking about this area until we reveal all the details needed in order to bring justice for the family. Now, the bio of Charles William Jones. Now, let's go to Charles William Jones. Now, who is he? Charles William Jones is, he is an attorney at first. I believe, let's see, pull him up, Charles Jones Williams information. Okay, he is an American lawyer, born in 1951, April 7th, 1951, in Spartanburg, South Carolina. He is the son of Charles Andrew and Elizabeth Jones. His education, he received a Bachelor of Wofford College, and he got his Juris Doctorate in 1976 at USC, out of all places. So he decided to get his lawyer's degree here in California before he headed back to KKK land. His career has been Senate of South Carolina, 1975 to 76, Methodist College, and he is part of the board of directors of the Spartanburg Office of Public Defender. So his membership is part of a Rotary Club, Paul Harris Fellow to be exact. So Paul Harris Rotary Club, we might need to ask some questions over there as to what type of membership of murderers that they have there. His connections, he's married, Elizabeth Jones. Spouse Helen Elizabeth Bell is actually the wife, and he has two daughters, Erica Carolyn Jones and Charlotte Elizabeth Jones. So I ask you, Mr. We wouldn't even call him Mr. Charles William Jones, how would you like it if something happened to your two daughters and no one notifies your daughter, notifies the family of their demise? And not only that, create an autopsy on your daughters based on what they want to do. How would you feel then, Mr. Charles William Jones? That's the burning question. Because for you, mister, to draft a traffic infraction on a wonderful young man that had his whole life ahead of him, that you decide to cover your tracks and state that the law of pedestrian in the road, this was the charge that they had on our brother Lavelle. The night that they decided to take his life, they decided to cover their tracks with this charge. So what exactly is pedestrian in the road? That's exactly what the county and the city of Spartanburg will have to answer. They'll also have to answer as to what mental health training did their officers ever receive, or have they received any mental health training? The circumstances that surrounded Brother Lavelle, the fact that they detained him, even approached him for walking in the road, that tells you right there that they were out looking for trouble, that they have no business stopping just random people. But you know, here in America, walking while black apparently is a crime. And so we want to let Spartanburg know that they targeted the wrong man, that we are not going to let this go lightly on any level, that we are going to uncover every single relative connected to the officers and the judges that were involved in Lavelle's demise. And everyone in Spartanburg, that's everyone is guilty. So all we got to do is just continue to name the names and their offenses. Right now, on top of that hit list, shit list, so to speak, is Magistrate Dishonorable Charles William Jones for the filing of the traffic infraction 16 days after they stole Lavelle's body. Now, for tomorrow, want to wrap it up. If you want to support the Reese family on any capacity, to join on public comment and ask the questions as to why the procedures of Spartanburg law enforcement, who has not contacted the family on any level to this day, why is that standard operating procedure in Spartanburg? So that is what we can do as a village to support the Reese family. Public comment is very important to state our cases because it is a recorded forum and it is something that they cannot retract. So once you make your public comment, they have to look into it. They have to investigate. So we will show our love and support tomorrow at Spartanburg City Council, located 145 Pond Road, at 5:30 to address Jerome Rice and the other six city council members. And so with that, we will follow up. As each day breaks, we will follow up with information concerning any breakthrough or any nuance concerning Lavelle Lane's case and the Seek for Justice. So with that, I am Dr. Truth Bay, Minister of Justice, signing off. Power to the people.
Power to the people. Yes. Go right ahead, sir. Someone was speaking. Yes, you could.
No, I'm just saying black power.
Black power, black. We can talk how we like here on Black Power Radio. I got that from the theme. I think Ralph from Boot Hill, Bunker Hill, and we call him C. Miles here in Washington, D.C. He had gotten ill the last I'd heard from him, but we always leave an open policy and an open mic here at Black Power Radio that you can talk how you like. But we just want to thank our Dr. Truth Bay for working so diligently with us, putting the facts on the table, connecting the dots with the family. And we know that our sister Andrea will be at the city council tomorrow via our sister reaching out and others.
I'll be there as well.
And we have our
husband
beloved mother.
I will be
our
there
queen
as well.
The Queen Mother Beverly.
Right,
go right ahead. Right here on Black Power Radio. Go ahead. Sister Beverly Lane, we want to just hear from her for a minute here and want you to give her your undivided attention. Go right ahead.
I don't know if Dr. Truth Bay is still on, but the fact of the there was a call in saying that there was a pedestrian in the road. Are we allowed to ask for that transcript as well? I don't know if she's still
Absolutely.
On, but Yes, ma'am. I want to know about that because it's, you know, I sent you a picture of the actual traffic call in and the arresting officer, and I read that it was a call in of him being in the road. So I'm going to ask about that. So you said it's okay? It's okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So the pedestrian, South Carolina's pedestrian laws applies to drivers. It doesn't really apply to pedestrians. So
oh, wow.
When they have a pedestrian in the road, section 565-3230 is the pedestrian laws of South Carolina. So when they charged, feloniously charged, 16 days later, our brother Lavelle with a pedestrian in the road, that actually is a miscalculation of a traffic infraction. So technically,
565-320.
That's correct. It's section 565-3230. This is the section of South Carolina's pedestrian laws, and these laws applies to the driver. So, for example, if a hit and run occurs, it will be these laws that will be applying to the driver of the car. There really is no, when I looked into it, the code sections don't really have a charge against pedestrians who are walking in the street.
Wow.
We high and low for it. So initially, because there'll be probably about three of you that will be testifying, each 2 minutes to address something different. And for sure, asking what exactly is the pedestrian in the road charge for when that applies to drivers and not the pedestrian. There should be a law enforcement officer in that room that should be able to answer that. If anything, Jerome Rice, the mayor, should be able to answer that. So that definitely is a question for clarification.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I'm going to ask that question. I don't know what
all
nobody
right.
else. That's going to be specifically my question. Thank you so much, Dr. True.
No problem. Anytime. And so what I want us to consider, there will also be telephone numbers that we will be giving next week. This week, we will complete the initial investigation as far as who are the key players because they have not reached out to the Reese family, that we have taken a step ahead, that we're not going to allow them to have one night's rest without answering or replying in any fashion. And this is one thing, family, that we must hold the oppressor accountable. Whenever they feel that they can take their own feelings or emotions in their own hands and terrorize and threaten the lives of Black families, we must not let down. We must, when the numbers are provided of the courthouses, the detention centers, all of these numbers will be provided next week, and we encourage all of our families nationwide, if you're listening, that you do your due diligence. If you cannot support the Reese family in person, that you call these numbers after this week and demand transparency. The first person is Charles William Jones. Charles William Jones to ask. A matter of fact, we're not going to wait to give Charles William Jones information. We're actually going to do that tonight. So Charles William Jones, as we mentioned before, is the magistrate that created this traffic infraction 16 days after Lavelle. And their contact number, the court address of where Charles William Jones is located, is the Spartanburg County Judicial Center. And the address is 180 Magnolia Street, Spartanburg County Judicial Center, where Charles Jones Williams is located. I'm sorry, Charles Williams Jones at 180 Magnolia Street, room 134, Spartanburg, South Carolina, 29306. 5221. Again, the Spartanburg County Judicial Center, 180 Magnolia Street, room 134. The number for this courthouse, and starting tomorrow, we should be flooding this courthouse with inquiries concerning why this traffic infraction was created to begin with. 4-596-2228. The court number of where Charles William Jones is located is 864-596-2228. And so that is the information that we'll be giving thus far for any of the key players that are involved in our brother's case. So let's hold Charles William Jones' feet to the fire as of now, because he would not be an accomplice if he didn't decide on October 19th, a couple of days ago, Black family, that he filed a traffic infraction on our beloved Lavelle. And so I'm going to pull this up with permission of Mama Reese and Father Reese, if I'm able to. I just want to divulge a little bit of the case number of this traffic infraction, if that is okay with you.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. Be my guest.
Oh, okay. So in this official traffic infraction report that is before us, the case number is 2022-258-0. 130844.
Way beyond the case. He had no more to do with the case after
I'm
dead,
going to repeat this number one more time, and if you miss it, you could always rewind and listen. So the felonious traffic infraction that Charles William Jones filed on October 19th is 2022-258-0-130844. It is the state of South Carolina versus Lavelle Najee Lane. Now, the title alone is beyond disrespectful, because anybody that has a heart, even if you don't like our melanin, for you to know that our brother is no longer here, but you decide to file this infraction anyway, is the reason why Charles William Jones, you're going to get everything that you deserve. So this, on this official document, it states that the traffic is pending. Now, to add insult to injury, there are costs to this traffic infraction in a tune of $232 total that they're charging our brother Lavelle. Now, who's going to pay it? That's one thing that tomorrow's city council meeting, you could ask Mayor Jerome Rice, who's going to pay this traffic? Did you expect Lavelle to walk through the doors and pay the fine? So somebody explain to me who thought it was a good idea to allow this race soldier to file a traffic infraction on a deceased person. That is what we need to answer right now. Not now, but right now. So this is what we expect as a response from any of the law enforcement or judicial system to respond to the Reese family concerning this specific traffic infraction.
I certainly will. The truth. I'll be the one to ask that question. His mother.
Right. That's right. And so I do expect for our family to support the Reeses at this moment in time. Again, if you're not able to be there physically at the Spartanburg City Council. We do expect you to call the magistrate court office first thing tomorrow morning, all this week, and to get a response as to what were they thinking. What were they thinking? So as we take this day by day, we will seek, we will get the ultimate highest justice for our brother Lavelle, but we got to get the details and get the key players' name, oppressors, and let the world know this is a people that needs to be locked up. And we will be seeking jail time for any persons that were involved in this case and make an example, because Lavelle's spirit is too strong for him to be laid to rest in peace. He's not in peace right now. Until these bastards are held accountable, then we can say our brother is resting in peace. But right now, he's waiting for justice, and we're going to make sure that he gets it. Power to the people.
Power to the people.
Power to the people.
Power to the people. That's right. No form of repentance from the administration there in Spartanburg. And with our Minister of Justice, we know justice is swift in taking into an account. And we know that she gives us the best vision and supplies us with the right information, the right posture, and the right pertinent cross-examination questions. For all those administrators and city council-related folks, Spartanburg, you have Master herself, our comrade, Sister Ms. Beverly, will be there. Her husband, Mr. Reese, will be there, their daughter, Andrea. And these are all bright people, intelligent people who want answers to what happened son to their brother.
Let me sit here for a second because I'll finish the radio.
Chair of the Panthers.
Oh,
we,
guys. The 28th.
Okay, yes.
Yes. The 28th. The 28th.
We are going to get. We're going to get the as you see our Minister of Justice is very busy schedule in Los Angeles. While attending one meeting, she takes a break. The time to brief us here at the Black Power Radio, and we are again proud to serve and proud to be here with you to support in such a great venture, reaching out, doing the outreach to find out what is taking place and what is the next move, and to calculate, to plan these ventures so that it will be successful in the favor of the family. And we know we're skilled, very skilled in doing these things and getting the good outcome and putting the right people on the spot, putting the right people on the hook, not to let the crook off the hook. That was one of the chants we did out at the Carolina Venture a few days ago. We will not let the crooks off the hook. And that's what we've been designed to do. We've been pre-programmed by the Almighty God of the world to get right in the midst, right in the question, and right in the middle of the question for justice this hour. And we want justice for Lavelle Lane. I say, what do we want? Justice. And when do we want it? Now. How are we going to take justice? By any means necessary. You're about to speak. Yes, by any means necessary. What do we want? Justice for Lavelle Lane. And when do we want it? Now.
Now.
And how are we going to take it? By
any
means
necessary.
That's what we're here for. And we'll stand for justice. If you don't stand for justice, you'll fall for anything. Like Ms. Beverly is frequently saying to us, if you don't stand up for justice, then you'll fall for anything. Yes, ma'am. One of you all wanted to speak. I think someone was trying to get to the mic. Got a couple more out there. I'm going to leave her mic open. I'm going to open that mic back up out in Texas. We have another family member in Texas. I think I'll open up, Black Lightning's mic. I closed a few because I couldn't tell. I was an echo earlier. We couldn't find out where it was coming from. We closed some mics. We're opening mics up now, coming to close to the close of the show. But we got Mo Radio to go because we give you Mo of what you listen to your radio for right here on Black Power Radio. And we're the most awesome thing ever.
You ain't said you ain't hit him up, but I am.
A black revolutionary.
And I am. A black revolutionary.
Say I am.
I am.
A black revolutionary. A black
revolutionary.
All praise
and not have to play.
For all
and
world.
I want to give I want to give a thank to Sister Melinda helping us out on that Minister of Information when she called in, you know, on the Black Lightning team. Yep. All right. Black Power. I'm here. Listen to me. Uh-oh. Somebody mute their phone if they're not talking. That way outside interference won't be coming through and you won't have to mute everybody. Black Power. I'm muting myself.
Casey? Queena?
Hey, Ma, it's April. Make sure you also demand that Lavelle's organs have not been harvested. That's something that's very prevalent amongst our people. I understand that the autopsy may have been botched or may not have been done to code. So just please demand toxicology report. Please demand answers. Please demand that Lavelle's organs have not been harvested.
We have a breaking news announcement that just came in from New York City, and the brothers just trying to make the announcement with you right back on the Lavelle Lane case with the Reese and the Lane family right at this moment. Brother, make your announcement, and then you can we can keep it moving. I think we have Brother Elijah on the ground in New York City, and he was about to make an announcement. Are you there? See, Brother Elijah, are you there now? Okay, he was making an announcement from New York that they made some type of city council move there and abandoned the volition, the will of the people there, and intervening with all types of things from LGBT stuff to this the disease. You see, the record numbers were in New York, and he was right there.
Yes,
the you there with the announcement, Elijah? Go ahead. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted all Black Power sisters and brothers out there.
Black Power. Black Power.
Yeah, I just want to say that I'm sitting up here watching I think his name is TBA Black Truth Authority. This brother's out of Sweetport, Louisiana, and he's up here now on this channel, and he's talking about the seven black city councilmen out there in Washington, D.C., along with some five other whites that have voted to allow the illegal immigrants to go ahead and vote this election. And so I just want to let y'all brothers know, and sisters know out there that y'all need to get on that, man, because you already saw what happened out there in Los Angeles. The big old thing going out there with the racism, with the city council, the Mexican city councils out there. So they don't have no love for us. You know, they in to move in and to take over. If you ever listen to some of the tapes of Dr. Claude Anderson, he talked about how that back during the Bay of Pigs, the late 1950s, early 60s, that when he was down in Florida, that the Cubans had told him, he said that we, that they are, as the Spanish people, is coming to America to replace black people. They said they're going to go ahead and change the relationship from black and white to black, I mean, to white and Latino. And so I just want to let y'all brothers and sisters know that we better get on this. And you brothers and sisters out there in Washington, D.C., y'all need to get on your city councilman's behind about this situation. Because these people is not coming in to be no black and brown coalition. They're not about that. You know, they come into Washington, D.C. to take over, you know, by any means necessary. And so I just want to go ahead and put that out there and let y'all know. I lived out in California for half of my life, so I know how those Latinos is. And I lived the rest of my life in New York. So those are the two major cities that has the biggest population of Latinos. So I know what I'm talking about. I grew up around them all my life. And so that's something that y'all need to get with y'all leaders out there about, you know what I mean? Because they're not coming out there to be y'all friends. They're coming out there to bless you, brothers and sisters out there in Washington, D.C.
That's right. And they ain't user-friendly, none of that. And we thank Brother Elijah for making that announcement and knowing that the situation in Los Angeles, that they're refusing to leave after doing a form of racial and race hatred and bigotry practiced by these Latinos. They're not user-friendly. They're not our friend. They're not our team. They're not the team. They don't do no teamwork and make our dream work. We have to work to make fulfill our own prophecy and be a living prophecy and a legacy to our next generation and stop trying to team up with something that ain't even remotely concerned about teaming up with you. They come to set you up. They come to take what you have. And then their next move, they come back to kill you. And you just got to keep it real, brother and sister, at this hour. That's for Black Power, Black Power. And I want you to continue exactly where you were. If anyone can pick up exactly where you were, we're in the middle of the Lavelle Lane case, and we're preparing for the Monday. All of you fence setters, this is for the fence setter that was thinking about, whoa, you love me not. I go, should I go or not go to city council? You better drag your black ass to city council and change some of this shit, man. While you got a chance to make a difference, you best to go in. Don't hesitate, brother and sister. Go in. I know it takes courage. I know it's not your normal thing that you do, but we're strongly encouraging you here at Black Power Radio to go into these city council meetings. Go in there and make a change in the dynamics on the ground, because they're not going to make a decision in your favor, especially with your absence. They're going to make a decision to eliminate you in your absence. And they say, he ain't here, so he must don't care. So we're going to do this right here. They'll make a decision for you in your absence and say you co-sign on it. Your absence and your silence is a co-sign. It's a green light of a co-sign on with the opposition as I let you all carry on. Power to the people. And Miller, I thank you all organized for what you're going to say and what we're going to do here tomorrow at the city council. I'm not able to make the city council meeting tomorrow. My heart is there. Again, if I stayed one more day, I would have been there, and we just returned to Washington, D.C. today. But we certainly, man, our heart is with you, and God's going with you. And I'm hope I could and dig up my main man, Brother C.J. should be there with you. Sister Andrea's coming from college campus to be there to support her parents on that day and to raise the pertinent issues for to get the right questions in the city council and get the right answers from the pro tem and the magistrate and the heads of city council. And maybe if he's blessed to make it from wherever Trump is stupid or he's in, the mayor should be there. Technically, he should be there, and someone should be able to answer for the mayor if he's not there. We won't let them off the hook. You got to know how to put their feet to the goddamn fire on this issue, because we're not letting them off the hook, and it's not the issue that will go away. My. Okay, what were we in the discussion, Black Lightning?
I want to say something.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead, sister.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am, you're clear. You're loud and clear.
Oh, hi, this is Roxanne. Look, that was just the one that's here with my mom. So
yeah.
I just want to say when the supporters, like the warriors that's fighting behind the scenes for us, when you guys reach out to these agencies and stuff, especially that magistrate, you need to request that public safety call that they reported on the arresting officer report, that there was a call from neighborhood watch or whatever, however they noted it, that they called in saying that there was a pedestrian in the roadway. You need to ask for that record to be released, because that's public record and it can be released. So if there wasn't no call initiated, that's another infraction against them, because that means they lied and they target him for being in the streets because he was black. So we have to get that call released as well.
Yes, ma'am, that's a good thing. Let me see if I can find it. I can get to it. Yes, ma'am, that's good thinking. And these last few tidbits, it will make the difference in the case. Believe what I tell you. Get the word from city council. You got to get a commitment. You go down to city council, you can study out there. We got tape from the Gaffney City Council meeting, and we went in, and right away the mayor recognized we knew exactly what we were doing. And he said, anything we can do, just get to us in writing, and we'll work cooperatively with you. You have to learn, brother and sister, how to put in the thing that Dr. King did so eloquently and so strategically. He offered an ultimatum, but he changed the goddamn laws that were telling you can't sit on a park bench. You can't drink out of a goddamn water fountain. You can't swim in the swimming hole. The hell with that kind of law. Anybody that think up that kind of law is not no great nation, not on this earth, on 196,940,000 square miles. That is not any form of justice to tell you you can't read because you're black. You can't vote because you're black. It's all right to tell me I can't vote. I don't give a damn about a vote sometimes. But I'm telling you this, that vote sometimes can make a difference. Huh? And it's all right for you to tell me I can't vote. But if you tell me I can't vote because I'm black, now I can roll up that same Constitution and begin to put some whelps and knots on your no-good cracker ass behind telling me I can't vote because I'm black. Or Latino, tell me you step in front of me because you're Latino. And you got more legislation, more paperwork to support your deeds and your needs and your efforts. And they got zero paperwork to support it. I'm telling you, brother, just, I went in just to apply for a card, some kind of a store card to get credit on appliances. And I started filling out the app, and it asked me a whole page, asked me if I was Latino, if I was Hispanic, Spanish, did I speak Spanish, did I know a Latino, did I happen to have a friend that's a Latino. I mean, how many cross-examination questions you going to ask before the black America, goddamn it, wake up? There's got to be something terribly wrong with you. I know there's some terrible things that have been done to you, brother and sister, but there ain't a damn thing stopping you from waking up. You need to wake up. And as the record tells you, stay woke and crack a creeping. But don't you dare the goddamn crack to catch you sleeping. You got to wake all the way up, brother and sister. And you got to stay woke, especially in this hour, for Black Power. Black Power, as you go around down here in Black Power Radio, I got a few, about four or five calls. I don't know if I can attend to them in a short period of time. But one or two just joined us, just trying to sort back through the calls to pick up those one or two that had something pertinent to say, but did not get to say it at this hour for Black Power. And I'm reaching out, I'm looking, and I don't want to let the crook off the hook. Not at this hour.
I just had one.
6-4, let's try the 646 first, but there's about three or four callers in there that want to say something. Go ahead with your 646-646. At 510, you're live on Black Power Radio. We actually live. No job. Are you there with the 646 of New York? Are you there?
Yeah, that's my sister. Before she speak, I just want to add the Raquel, hold on. I just wanted to add the code that you guys were referenced when you were asking them to release that that audio of the call in for them to even start the initial contact with Lavelle. That would be South Carolina code 30-4-40. That's to, for the public safety calls to be released to the public.
Yes, ma'am. For those numerically pure at heart, could you repeat that code one more time? I saw a guy reaching for a pen out there, and I want you to go ahead and repeat that code one more time. The code that we're looking for, again, is 30.
Carolina code 30-4-40.
What does that code say again, please?
That's the code that allows for the public safety calls to be released, and unless it would harm the agency, it should be able to release. They don't release it unless it harms the agency or if it's the final statements of a dying victim that made the call.
Okay. It would be a casual call that they said came in. Is that right? That a call came in that there's a pedestrian in the road. Did somebody get that report? Anybody?
Correct. That's what the arrest noted in his report that made the initial contact with Lavelle. Like, it is written in his initial report. He said it was a neighborhood watch call.
Yes, that's a very pertinent question. It's a valuable, it has value and validity to our position as we the people, and we want to make sure that that is a valid 911. Is that right? A 911 call, and that
correct.
We the people should have access to that call. Let's see what are we and the attorney saying and doing to get that call, because this again initiates a contact to my beloved brother Lavelle Lane. Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead.
Just for context, the arresting officer, what said.
Hold on a second. Could you please, everybody, mute up on your own. Mute up on your own. Okay, can you mute up on your own? Okay, everybody mute it up until you speak. When you speak, just hit mute on your phone one more time. Okay, thank you. Okay, go ahead. Your sister has the mic. Everybody else should be muted out. Somebody's talking. That's talking. Can they come to the mic? Is somebody speaking on? They should be on the radio. Come on.
Oh, they muted.
Go right here.
Okay, so the arresting officer, in his report, he said this call came in from a passing vehicle reporting a black male subject wearing a burgundy colored jacket walking in the roadway. So that makes it a public safety call. So all of those calls. By South Carolina Code 30-4, that's 40, could be released to the public. So when you guys are reaching out to the to these officials and to these magistrates, you let them know that you are demanding the release of that said 911 call that initiated the police contact with Lavelle in the first place.
Exactly. And we thank you for that, and that's been our position all along, that usually that's just a part of the news of the news coverage will have that when there's a question of injury or death, and that news story, nine times out of ten, the reporter is playing that tape back. The 911 tape is just a piece of public information that should be there. I mean, how could it be injurious if the state is not doing anything underhanded? Then they shouldn't have any problem releasing that report right away on the 911 call. And the cam footage is property of we the people. He's just superimposing his jurisdiction to manage it for a corporation, an unlawful corporation of the city of Spartanburg in South Carolina. But we can get that. We can have the right injunctions to get that report. But to send you to jump through the hoop of fire and then move the goddamn goalposts, we're not going to play charades. We're not going to play no games with these guys. They got to give up that goddamn information. Or they're going to face the wrath of we the people. And I know they've been through a lot, but they will play around with two things and learn quickly how they don't want to play around with the will of the Almighty God, the divine power that originated the heavens and the earth and made the souls of human beings. And they don't want to play around with the volition of we the people. I assure you of that. As we go to 984, you're live right here on Black Power Radio. 984-288, you're live on Black Power Radio. 984 going once. 984-288, you're live on Black Power Radio. As we pick up, we got two more 718s. I know New York is going to say something to me on one of these 718 at 718, 718 at 775. You're live right here on Black Power Radio. Anybody that pushes one can be heard as well. Go ahead. At 718. 775, you're live on Black Power Radio.
Oh, hi. 718. My name is Raquel. I'm Lavelle's sister also. I just wanted to say that if we go back to the beginning of the call with his sister and everyone else on here, it's a lot to do with, like our mental health and, like, our bereavement. And I do understand the point that, you know, like in times of bereavement, we do need bereavement counseling. And I do think that they should be offering that to my sister Andrea and such, and even my mom and dad and my sister that's there too. So, like, I just don't understand, like, how they don't offer that. Maybe because it's, like, a smaller town and such, and they don't really put a lot of notice on mental health, but that is something that they're going through because it's a struggling time with just the not knowing all the unanswered questions, and then on top of that, the bereavement. So I just wanted to say that. Also, I want to thank you for giving the platform to allowing us to, like, speak and get the the news out, and like the brother said earlier, consistency and I forgot the other word, but just keeping consistent. And also I hope that everyone that's down there in Spartanburg and in Gaffney, South Carolina, that they can also support and go with my mom, Beverly, and Andy, my dad. When they go to these things, they should not be going alone, and it shouldn't be a low number of people that's going. It should be a lot of people going, because when I come down here, I always see a lot of people around. So I want those same people and even others to come out. Like, it was a lady, her name is Miss Susie. I don't know if she's on the line. She came from afar to support. So it's just about supporting, because I'm in New York. Lily's in New York. Elijah's in New York. So we're far, so we're not there. If we were there, we would be there, you know, helping and assisting. So I just want anybody that's in close proximity, if they can, when they go and they are protesting or if they're going to city council, wherever they're going, to please help and support, because this is a matter where they shouldn't be going by themselves. So just like one or two people, they should be going with like 20, 40, 50 people. So everybody just has to support.
Yes, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And you're right. Absolutely 100. They need the support. And you are very supportive. I've watched you all work as a team and work as a family. And you're very close and a close-knit, even though you may be geographically far away. But when you all came together, everyone was working in a cooperative spirit. And with the central concern being Lavelle Lane and what has happened to him, his whereabouts at the time, and what initiated the contact with the police. As Mr. Reese is saying, step by step, we must know everything and leave again, as he has stated, no stone unturned in finding out fully and completely what has happened to our beloved brother, Lavelle Lane. And we're doing a great job. It's organizing it properly and then carrying out the volition of we the people. He does not want to play with that, I will assure you. And maybe he can get off the hook temporarily, but the divine power is going to keep him on the hook. As we go to that 718-795, you're actually live right here on Black Power Radio. You can talk black to us. 718-791.
Peace and greetings to everyone. Assalamu alaikum. This is his sister, Leela. I just was listening in tonight. I didn't really have much to say, but I just wanted to thank everybody for their support and ask them to continue supporting them, not just to piggyback off my sister Raquel. What she said is so true, because there is strength in numbers, and I do wish sometimes that I was closer, because I know that I could be more involved. But it still is hurting to the core, and I'm still not going to give up until we get justice. Salaam alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you, beloved sister, for calling in and just adding the support network, and knowing that there's a big family. You're not just playing around with a couple of people here, but there's no sign of repentance, remorse, or any form that repentance is a action word, and very seldom is it carried out. And that's what we're saying, that the sister is hitting the nail right on the head, that there's no chaplain or psychological evaluations for the family. And that should be coming straight out of the administrator's office, the county manager, the city council, and it trickles on down to the lay worker. Each of those departments have a chaplain, and they have medical services that should be extended to the family. And doing a full investigation, then that person should have been prompted by the investigator that you better get on out there and get out there now and find out what's going on with this family and who needs to have some counseling or help as by any means necessary. This administration has not reached out to the Reese Lane family at all whatsoever. They're getting cold shoulders, even at the medical examiner's office, at the magistrate level, at the basically the DA's level, and the sheriffs and the sergeant, the lieutenant, and the captain, the major assistant chief, and the sheriff. All closed mouth and trying to tell you a story about a man going to sleep and not waking up and all that, as opposed to saying, this is what we got to do. I'm going to be right here with you. I'm going to support you, and we're going to get you the right information right away. expediency. It's the same thing they did to the family of Emmett Till. Emmett, and when they did to Louis Till, the government, the U.S. government, has put a muzzle on this case for 77 years. I want you to know in 1945, they did the exact same thing to Emmett Till's father. And they set him up and vilified him. That's what they're attempting to do to Lavelle right now, is to vilify him by those charges. The sheriff can come out and say, oh, well, he was a criminal. He had a criminal record. And they put these charges, false charges, in order to justify the killing. In the eyes of we the people, they believe that you almost should be killed because you're black and had contact with the law enforcement. They should put you to death. That was a death sentence one time in America. Just to have contact with the law enforcement, you'd be severely beaten or killed or lynched right on the spot for having the nerve to get in the way of a law enforcement officer or to disobey a direct order. And they are still carrying that out right at this moment. Or we want you to know a lot of things have not changed. The time may change. The time move forward. But their ways have remained the same. The same habitations they had during the execution, the execution of Louis Till 10 years later, the same the Till family told me right on this show, that nothing has changed between Emmett Till and Trayvon Martin and Stephon in California and Michael Brown over in Ferguson in St. Louis, Missouri. And I'm telling you, these Mormons took what they had in Chicago and left dead prophet Joseph Smith, took Brigham Young. Brigham Young took his soldiers, went and captured some slaves in Missouri and went on down and built them a state in Utah. They took it from the Browns. It's the same conflict of interest that goes back 100 years or so, but it's real talk for you at this hour. That yes, the Mormons roughed off the state, and they used slave labor to build their salt palace, and they built their Mormon temple. Some of the finest edifices in the world built by slaves right here in Washington, D.C., the tallest and most exquisite, the most elaborate edifice in the skyline of Washington, D.C. is the Mormon temple and the Capitol, both of them built by slaves. There's not a site anywhere to match the Mormon temple, and they built it on slaves. And then they told you couldn't even join their church. You were some kind of a degenerate of some form, and you couldn't belong to their church. Huh? You couldn't expect to not hold an office in the church. In modern times, they offered a place to Eldridge Cleaver. Study the history. Eldridge Cleaver was a Black Panther. They offered him membership in modern times. Gladys Knight sang better than the Dixie Hummingbirds all put together. Gladys Knight, the finest thing ever, sung a song. She is a member of the Mormon LDS Mormon Tabernacle Choir. She one of the lead singers when she attends service. Gladys Knight is a Mormon, mama. You got to get your players straight so you can see straight. And they're still using slave labor by convenience at this hour. By convenience. They don't want you as a member or head in their church. You can't serve at his administrative capacity even, I think, at this hour in the Mormon church. So we want you to know the players in the game. So we want you to know when you go into South Carolina, you're dealing with some cold-blooded, dedicated, unrelenting, bigot, racist, white nationalist thinking. I go there, I see they got the Confederate flag headed on their skin. And all I've dealt with these rednecks. The last few days, I ain't going to lie to you, flag. They got the flag and a gimmick, okay? And they got it done with some type of hieroglyphics or something, right? Some type of what you call it? They're writing in hieroglyphics, and they're still writing. And then they put the 13 stars in that flag across the image, and put it on their backside, and let you know they're cold blooded racist. And his attitude, his spirit tells you he's a cold blooded racist. And when Trump appointed Jeff Sessions to that, he was going 100% against Coretta Scott King to put him over all the justices. When he appointed Barr, on my mind, he was going against the Black people, we the people. Yes, he was going against us when he did those things. And it's a slap in the face, a backhand in the face of justice when you see them make that type of appointment and come back and tell you, oh, we were both sides. We got good people on both sides. We're doing this. And we all Biden quote is, with his whole Biden or Joe Biden, one of them said, I'm down here frequently going on both sides. He's what you call a blue-collar Democrat. And he goes on both sides of the aisle, right? Well, I haven't heard one of them come out and say this is a hate crime that was done to Keisha Tate, a hate crime that was done to Lavelle Lane. Come on. Let's talk some real politics tonight. We want to go ahead and get it live and not no jive. We're coming right here live on Black Power Radio. And I just think I got one or two more to go. We're just going to pump it up for 507 if we can get you at 507-391. At 507-391, you're actually live right here on Black Power Radio. Black Power? You're still there. 507-391. You're live on Black Power Radio. Clovia, give you most show of what you listen to the radio for. My. We have the most informative radio talk show on the internet, on your square phone, your round phone, your rectangular, your triangular phone, on your smartphone, dumb phone. You might even have an Android. Some city had their paranoid phone tonight, but by whatever means you're listening to Black Power Radio, we have the most informative radio talk show on the internet, and by any means and whatever means, we find by any means necessary, because you could have went golfing tonight. You could have been playing you some tennis, went to a foosball or a bar mitzvah tonight, but you decided to tune in right here at Black Power Radio, and we're so damn glad you came up in here, up and through here tonight. So we're just going to give everyone the greeting. I just don't know anybody put their hands up who can get recognized at this time by pressing 1. I don't know if I hit you, but I'll come right back to you if I didn't. I've got a 718 or 290. You're live on Black Power Radio. And you can talk black to us tonight. You're live on Black Power Radio. 718
Hello, good morning.
290. Yes, go right ahead. Give your name and where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York. My name is Sonia. I'm Lavelle's cousin. I don't really have much to say tonight. I've just been listening. I just want to thank you and your organization for the support and all the rest of the family's support. And the only thing I got to say is what don't come out in the wash, damn sure gonna come out in the rinse. That's pretty much it.
Mama. And thank you for making that comment tonight, Sonia. And your family's right here
thank
with
you.
Thank you,
Sonia.
All speaking in one voice, and that voice council, I believe, tomorrow in the person of Mrs. Beverly and Mr. Reese and some others. Andrea's going to support. I'm trying to get CJ, our chief of staff right there in the city, to help you and be there to support as well. And he may even ask a pertinent cross-examination question. So, we're strongly unified to help the Lavelle Lane case, and his spirit will not rest until justice is served. I do believe that honestly. And
absolutely.
We're going to 864. Absolutely. We're going to reach out to 864. 864 at 425. You're live on Black Power Radio. 864.
425.
You're live.
I spoke already on my mother's phone. This is Bill Rexanne. That's my number.
Okay, that's great, and we're happy to have you. And we got all of the lines at double at the May 64336 718-64646. All the Los Angeles, so 323 is out there, Los Angeles, and New York City is in here live. I'm telling you, for 3 weeks straight, New York City has been so strong on this line. I'm telling you, you got Texas in there, you got Chicago coming through here, and Atlanta and all others are chiming in from Virginia, Maryland, and D.C. and Delaware. And we're just trying to hook it up and put all the pieces to the puzzle in the favor of Lavelle Lane at this hour. And we want justice. Say, what do you want? We want justice. When do we want it? Now. And how we plan to take it? We're going to take it by any means necessary. Because Dr. King has talked about the justice that you manage with your own hands. I don't know if 336, if we still got a 336, Mav John or Maurice out there. Which one is it, the 336? Still with us, 336? Who is that?
Yeah, I see that.
I want everybody to chime in. I want everybody to say this with me now tonight. At 384, 984, you're live on Black Power Radio as well. That's right. At 984, we got them all open. And we want you to say with us, I am a black revolutionary. Fred Hampton, he said he is a revolutionary. I stepped it up.
I am.
Muhammad. I am a black revolutionary.
I am.
Say, I am.
Black revolutionary.
A black revolutionary.
I am.
I am.
Revolutionary.
A black revolutionary.
Black revolutionary.
I am. A black revolutionary.
A black revolutionary.
Black revolutionary. Black revolutionary. What do we want?
I am a
justice
black revolutionary.
For Bell Lane.
Justice.
How are we going to take it? By any
means
necessary. So what do we want? Justice.
Justice.
When do we want it? Now.
Now.
How are we going to take it?
By any means necessary.
We're going to hold these public officials accountable and hold their feet to the fire until they said, like Bob Marley said, oh, slavey driver, oh, you know, the tables are turning. And catch a fire. Catch a fire. No good behind can get the burning. And he'll do his job by burning at this hour because we're going to set the fire up under his behind, under his feet, under his testicle, by any part of his anatomy is necessary to get some truth, accountability, and some answers for this family at this hour. We will not let up. We will not go away. This is the pertinent cross-examination question that will not go away. And we're going to stay, and don't you dare go away. Tune in next week right here at Black Power Radio. On Sunday and Monday at 8 p.m., we'll be black tomorrow night. And we may get an update or whatever we can get tomorrow night. We're going to be with part two of Can the Black Panthers Capture North and South Carolina? It will be live tomorrow in part two of just a series of things we're running to, again, get land acquisitions in North and South Carolina, the DMV, Delaware, Maryland, and Virginia, District of Columbia. Washington, D.C. happens not to be a state. And did you know that Eleanor Holmes Norton, her claim to notoriety is to selling the case for the Ku Klux Klan? And don't you know, she really ain't said a word or syllable since then. Statehood with no manhood. And you got to know that the man's the head of the household, and that's what they wanted to stop in Louis Teal, the father of Emmett Teal, in torturing him and killing him so that the real man would not be at the head of the household. He was a boxer. He was a military man. Google this man. Put that information on the Internet of how they did Emmett Till's father and how the government has suppressed that case, just like they're suppressing, in this case, in local government. The federal government suppressed the case of Louis Till 77 years. I don't know if your mind can get that. That's seven more years that I've been living on the earth, 70 years. They pressed this case and suppressed this information like they did on Andrew Johnson. The real Jim Crow is Andrew Johnson, the president of the United States. Damn near every black historian that got this shit wrong. I'm telling you. This is Sheikh Ali Mam Akbar. I'm giving the correction. I'm giving class now. That's right. You got a real scholar at the mic, a real researcher. And I'm telling you, if you haven't been to the Nat Turner property and you ain't been on Harriet Tubman's property, you have no rights of passage, and you really don't have no business teaching on no black history when you really don't know enough facts. Teach the black history. But you got to go on their land and get the rights of passage today. And then I'm telling you, the God has been teaching you and not giving you accountability on Louis Teal. Like, how many years you've been saying, for 50 years, you've been saying Emmett Till, all over and over, and never mentioned the head of the household, Louis Teal, and what was done to him. He was tortured before they lynched him. The U.S. government takes full credit and says they lynched this man over what they know was trumped-up charges. No, he didn't rape no white woman in Italy. No, he didn't murder or kill anybody over there that wasn't justifiable by his rank in the army. No, he was a straight shooter. No, he was an honest man, a straight-up-and-down soldier. He had to be. To even participate with the U.S. government back in 45, you had to be so goddamn straight-laced and so fucking honest. It would blow your mind how straight those black soldiers, how they would go overboard trying to show their honesty and their loyalty to the United Snakes and the United States of America. And in return, they would butcher them and they would torture them and they'd give them old rinky-dink nothing of a job when they get home from the service and they couldn't get an honest John job. They had to take slave labor when they went return to their hometown. It's a terrible thing been done to us in this nation, sister and brother. But I'm telling you, we come to get justice because I am what? A black revolutionary. Say it to
a
me.
Black revolutionary.
I am.
A black revolutionary.
A black revolutionary. We have the most informative radio talk show on the network, anywhere on your smartphone, dumb phone, Android, paranoid, And by whatever means you use your laptop, your desktop, you just got a monitor. If you got a little thing, what they call it, a little laptop piece, little hand monitor. If you get on your hand monitor tonight, you can get something tonight from Black Power Radio. If you got any kind of speakerphone, if you're anywhere, at home or abroad, we know that Black Power Radio is most powerful weapon against the enemy at this hour. The enemy of we the people has not let up. He's not stopped the killing. He has not stopped the cover-up. You go down on Trayvon Martin, the coroner's in on the cover. Hey, where's our son? Oh, we ain't seen no son around here. Where's our? You going in the coroner's office, going to the lieutenant on the police department, going to the goddamn fire department, and everywhere you could go. Oh, we ain't heard about nobody like that around this way. And they killed him, and then they're taking the body parts and trying to get fish melanation out of the body parts, picking the organs and putting in the old wooden tooth, no good bastard, and stealing our organs and all of that. Oh, we should be checking him in the mix of it. What do we want? Justice for Lavelle Lane together. What do we want? Justice for Lavelle Lane. What do we want? Justice for Lavelle Lane. And
justice.
When do we want it? Now.
Right now.
When do we want it? Now.
Right now.
When do we want it? Now.
Now.
How are we going to take it?
Now.
And how are we going to take it? By any means necessary. We thank you all for chiming in, tuning in. Anybody got any last words? They can give it right now. Any last questions or comments? We're open. Your line, your mic is open. Black Power?
Well, Black Power, this is Lavelle's mother. I appreciate everybody joining in and your input. My family members, my non-family members, we all sisters and brothers under the eyes of God. And we just going to push forward until we get some results. Because this here is just absurd that we are going through this. My entire family, my Black Panther family, my Black abolitionists, all of us, we're all going through this because we don't have no answers, and we're going to get them by any means necessary.
That's right.
How are we going to get it again? By any means necessary. How are we going to get it?
By any means necessary.
Black Power. Black military to block the call, and a strong black, a divine black revolution to subordinate. A strong black revolution to subordinate. And the revolution is nothing but complete and constructive change. We did not come there to take over the local police department. We didn't come to take over the Army, the Air Force, the Marine Corps, the National Guard. But we came to defend this family. We came to defend your right for justice. And we came to get answers at this hour. And I'm trained, I'm super trained, to cut down anything that comes within the striking distance of the family appearing to bring harm or danger to this family. We'll get you struck down by the Black Panther Party, and we'll be justified in taking that stand today. We're not afraid of the opposition. We have so much love for our people, so much love for the Reese and the Lane family, and we're going to stand up for them at this hour, and we're going to get some answers to City Council tomorrow, and we're going to get some more answers as we go forward from that date. When you leave forward this place, and our beloved Sister Beverly and others will bring some prayer. If there are any comments before we hear the voice of our beloved sister, Beverly, Mrs. Beverly will bring the prayer, I believe, unless she authorized somebody to do it. Are you doing it tonight, our beloved sister, Beverly? Is she doing it? Someone will bring a word of prayer from the family. We got so many prayers in the house, so we ain't short, but we'd like to get her, or if you can get permission from the elder to speak, and then someone else can give it if she would designate. Anyone had a comment? Any comment? Any comments? Okay, we're good. Any question? Anybody have a question? Bring pressing cross-examination question. If not, we've been... Yes, you about to speak? Right here live on Black Power Radio, and we should hear a benediction of some prayer coming through. Anybody that didn't get their word in, that had that pressing issue all week and didn't get their comment or their question in. Now is the time. Now is the time. Okay. So we're summing it up now, and who would like to lead the prayer tonight?
I'll lead it.
No. Okay, we'll bring her forward to bring the prayer and our word. She is our spiritual advisor. She is an official member of the Black Panther Party to bring us this prayer at this hour. Our benediction will be done by our spiritual advisor, Mrs. Beverly Reese Lane. Go ahead.
Father God, merciful Father, we come to you humbly. We ask you, Father, for guidance. We ask you, Father God, for protection. We ask you, God, for clarity. We just ask you to open up our eyes and ears. Let us hear anything that we need to hear. Let us see anything that we need to see. And let us know anything that we need to know. We know that you are the Father God. You are the beginning and the end. And we trust and believe in your word, and your word will not come back void. Lord, you said we just cast our burdens unto you. This is a burden, Lord, and we need you. And we hope and pray that these people over the judicial system open up their hearts and be human to us as we all are human. We all are your children, Father. And we just ask for your guidance. And we ask that you just lead us to the right direction and let the truth come out, because the truth will set us free. Amen.
Amen.
Let every heart say amen, amen. Amen, amen, Ra, amen, Ra. We thank amen. You, and we know we've heard her say it, and all of you have say what you have to say tonight. But we know our beloved brother, Marvin Gaye, has said it best. Oh, my. Don't you know?
Don't go and say things about my father. God is my friend. He made this world for us to live in. He gave us everything. And all he asks of us is we give each other love. Honey, don't go and talk about my father. God is my friend.
Talk about.
He loves us whether or not we know him. And he'll forgive all.
Them nasty things. Think about it. Think about it. Think about it. Take it over. Oh, yes. That old backstab is important. Yeah. Right? I just see red shadows.
sister, or the one that got away? Won't be left for dead, yeah, the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, pouring drugs to your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, go and tell, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this with a come and tell, bro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Sitting around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not at, just complain. Thought it didn't fight, just strip the blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence is the beat, only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. See, terror breeds terror. Just drop bombs, some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby come my neck, so they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now, whips and chains. Chains, the American way, slaves with some chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a solid. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a solid. With some chains, with some chains. The American way, slaves with some chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a solid. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a solid. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Nobody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on the phone with the hate. Chase the Panthers out the state. Whoa, one go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spare propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with it. CIA did everything they could to brotherhoods with heroin. At the same time, passed away our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then they shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred. She escaped, you put a bounty on her head. Poison water in the air and the food. We already dead, so what else we got to lose? Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you. Don't conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bones I bleed to. No justice, no peace, what the people say. The any goals finna go rise and lead the way. 154 got, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray? I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna sign and touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains, the American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, the American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
Polishing up our act, and if we stand up in hell,
know someone that has a negative vibe. And if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have no answer. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shirts together, gonna polish up our act. Well, and if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
We'll be right back.
Let's forgive and forget. Let no thought be your enemy. I've never felt so good. I'm as happy, happy, happy as any man could be.
Miss you, miss you, miss you, miss you, miss you, miss you.
devil's door. Thank God I brought a helmet. The average American male skeleton shatters in my hand like cell blunts. Greatest tale ever told is a tale you could only live to tell once. Narcissistic and myself lust, and we wonder why Lord don't help us. Swerving on my way to hell drunk. All I'm seeing is a weak leader with some good slaves. That's a strong back with a frail front. Hell Trump. Snipe his ass from 1,000 feet with a nail gun. And his wifey too, I don't know the dame. She don't get the hunch, get a bell rung. The tallest human is the smallest giant. This what happens when you saw the lion. Before the battle, all is calm and silent. Cause a riot, crumbles all the walls in Zion. What's your shirt? Barrel spinning like the laundry drying. My inner light could charge a large appliance without all the wires. When I met the alchemist, I called him science through the order rhyming. I'm a child predator, not a pedophile. I'm the alien offspring of a predator. Father traveled by walk speed through the nebula. Met mom, made a crossbreed from the sex with her. All these god genes are molecular. He just called me through the cellular. Stories of antiquity, see that pot is a beam of light. That only children born with special psychic powers see at night. But in these modern times, in the doctor's eyes, if you speak of me, you're schizophrenic or have DID. If you know me now, you're the lunatic that imaginary people seek to meet. Pig shell and ACID, so I sold them lysergic dithalamide. I decide what cryptic ketamine. I gave sex advice to David Carradine. And my monster or a moon star. Old spirit in a new body. You're an old nigga in a used car. In the old earth is the new Mars. Girls sinning. Sinning girls get to sing gals at the nude bar. I'm too charged. Trying to buy my mama own planet with a huge jar. Ooh Lord, save me. Do a shroom, then I go to church. Ooh, my baby, is that a pussy? You're an open purse. Told the nurse, check my throat on first. Why you done that? Make sure that my boner works. I was created to throw the earth. God body, so I know my worth. Wrote a perp, then I broke the wall. Made my Marcus Garvey post a smirk. Took the tablets, I was Moses first. Grow a human from the holy dirt. Boil, boil, win the royal oil. Bring a chicken back to life, I know it works. All I see is birds, Michael Jackson with an open shirt. I had an epileptic seizure before I wrote this verse. They tried to tell me that my melanin mean that my soul is cursed.
And we're going to continue the process of claiming our identity and setting the standards for our people of color would not be controlled by the old slave master. And it's convert racism. No other race of people, no Jews, no Indian, no Chinese, let an outside invader control their community in a way that is harmful and poison our people and incorporate bias, prejudice, and bigotry in the standards and racial profiling and willfulness to terrorize our community and do psychological damage to our children every day and destroy our culture with their commercial and their exploitation of their TV programs. They facilitate tyranny. They have developed the standard of what they call terrorist actions. And so if you don't develop an economic program and promote it, if you don't organize your race with a political program and promote it, and if you don't get the conscious level to understand this hostile enemy is not turning back, and you try to promote racial harmony, you're out of your damn mind. You're out of your damn mind. You can't even do it on Sunday when everybody's supposed to be praying. It is time for an African revolution. It is time for an African revolution. Any people with dignity and respect would have a revolution of economics. The fundamental purpose of revolution means complete constructive change. We need complete constructive change. We are not just Africans in America, we are pan-Africanism. Pan-Africanism means you understand that right across the water, nationwide, this world is full of people who look like you, from Brazil to Jamaica to Haiti, to all of the Caribbean islands and the 54 nations of Africa and Hawaii and everywhere you look, you are. But you had not developed the technique to see yourself because you don't want to talk revolution. Because you don't want change, which is the solution. You want a concept with your soft heart, or can we all get along? You still listening to Rodney King? No, you can't have a commitment to develop your enemy army against you, your enemy police department against you, your enemy courtrooms against you. That's not an effective revolution. Your children must be trained leadership from birth to control their own, to achieve their own goals, to understand nationhood and a higher idea of what nationhood is from their own standards that you're committed to develop. We're a dynamic people, but we have helped every race of people self ourselves. Right now, if you walk out your damn house, you're going to get some gas from a foreigner gas station. You're going to buy some Chinese food from a Chinese. You're going to take your cleaning, which you've been washing white folks, people clothes all your life, to another race of people to wash your clothes who don't live in your community and don't love your children, and you're going to help improve their children's lifestyle. We got children graduating right now from all the colleges and institutions around this country and come back and have to work at Walmart because we ain't developed the corporations. We ain't opened these old buildings up. We studied been trying to buy a damn Ferrari, Porsche, and a Rolls Royce, a big house, and our kids come back from college like Carter D. Woodson put in the Miseducation of the Negro with nowhere to go but to a white man to ask them for a job, which means that damn degree and that education don't mean nothing because that white man is going to hire his daughter, his nephew, his son, and after that he's going to hire his people. Ain't nothing all right until black men and black women, Africans, participate responsibly in doing something for self. And if you're going to start talking economics, you got to talk about building a group to defend it. It ain't a white man to build a bank and don't have a guard at the door. It ain't a white man to build a mansion and don't put cameras on it first. It ain't a white man to build a nation and don't develop a defensive mechanism to keep people from taking what you build. Stop being scared of building a black army that could protect your community and when it's time for self-defense, carry out their duties in self-defense with the logic of saving their mother, father, sister, cousin, auntie, and their community. We need to be baptized in economics, baptized in culture, baptized in a new political mindset with the logic of doing for self. You better act as the Jewish race and be aware of who you are and constitute and build a constitution and develop a mindset that you don't need your enemy for you to reach your goal. The COINTELPRO said a job was to neutralize the rise of a black messiah and to neutralize black organizations from organizing and participating and working together. The injustice the FBI did along give me the right to get on this phone tonight and teach respect to this group of people that's been so beat up, so lynched, so murdered, so raped. The determination for us not to fall any deeper into a coma is a blessing. And this is a period and a time where we don't have to take back door, apologize to nobody for our focus. You better get on the advanced liberation team and develop the mindset of self-help and start identifying yourself as an African and understand clearly that's all you need. And when you get to this crossroad, don't go right, don't go left, go straight. You got the right after all the hell you done took for 450 years to organize and discover the power in yourself. You are an empire in an empire.
Time of adjustment has not been idle, and their disruption does not slumber. So this is a wonderful piece of scripture where God is talking about the sowing of tares in the
Mm-hmm.
Don't go and talk about my
You are already a casualty of the sun.